Miss Sheffield Wednesday, we're kind of hopeful for this Sunday. Paul, what's the latest on the two centre halves?
See how they are, still got another few days, and we'll just give the lads every bit of time they can to see if they're going to be fit, and I'll make judgment on that probably come Saturday.
I was going to say, does the Saturday need to be when you make the decision, or do you give them till Sunday morning? Would that be too late? How do the next few days work?
But, basically, we need to know probably by Saturday. I think that'll probably be the cut-off point where we have to think, are they going to make it or not?
But as we saw last week, you've got players in reserve. Matt Pennington went back, and they're probably in his favourite position. Toto did well in his first league start for you.
Well, the lads done well. They couldn't ask any more from them. And but we'll see how they are. We'll see how James and we'll see how Luke are.
Any other issues in the squad, illness or injury?
Everybody's not too bad. We'll see how, again, it's still another few days, but I always think I'm too long in the game to know that anything can happen within the next few days.
So what are your thoughts and emotions heading into your first East Anglian derby as Ipswich Town manager?
Same way you speak to every Saturday, you ask me the same questions.
It must be different this week, isn't it?
No, for other people maybe. I have my own feeling, I know exactly the game, I know exactly this. I've been involved in derbies. I know derbies back in my hand. Played some ferocious ones, some really big ones where it's incredible at stake. So I know derby games, but it's a game that we have to go and try and win. 10 years since this club beat them. So we have to go and try and win, and we'll do it mechanically.
That's too long, isn't it? And you've reminded the players of that this morning in training, Freddie was just saying.
Yeah, somewhere. It's got to change. But we'll go there and we have a game plan to try and win. It'll be a difficult game. But in any given game, you can win. And a derby game, it doesn't matter who's in top, who's in bottom. Anybody can win it.
It is even bigger this time around, isn't it? With one club at the top of the table and one club at the bottom, they're both desperate for points for different reasons.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a difficult game for the both sets of players. It's a hard game. We have to try and win, and that's what one day I'm trying to do.
How much are you looking forward to the challenge, going away to the best team in the division? I guess the table doesn't lie at this stage.
I'm looking forward to any other game. It's outside that put the animosity on it and the public on it. It doesn't faze me. I can't wait to go.
Have you sensed how big it is from speaking to town fans, whether it's members of staff here, you've got to win on Sunday kind of thing, or whether you've been out and about in the town the last few weeks? Has there been a buzz?
No, I tend to shut myself from it. I don't get caught up in the emotion of it. I know. You don't need to tell me. I know exactly what it entails. I know how, as I said before, I've been involved in derbies before, and I've never really changed my way of thinking of them or anything like that. Keep my cards close to my chest, what I know, what a derby means to people. So, I'll be ready for it.
Happy with the underdogs tag, or is there no such thing in a derby, do you think?
Probably no such thing. As I said before, I've been favourites and lost them, and been underdogs and winners. So, let's see what happens on
the day. The big tests of character, aren't they? You, I would imagine you feel you've got characters in your squad that'll puff out their chests and kind of play to their ability, their capabilities.
Yeah, well, you need big players in derbies, that's for sure. You need people to be emotionally really good and not make any rash challenges, which can happen. But that's nature of the game, so can't wait.
I'm confident your young players can cope. You might have two or three young lads in your team on Sunday, perhaps.
Last weekend we had five lads for the academy in their squad. Incredible turnover, which is brilliant for the clubs of all cities. It's a great thing for the football club to have. The young lads are in there on merit. They're good players. And I don't have any problem with whoever plays. It doesn't faze me one bit to throw them in.
And obviously keeping a cool head is absolutely key. Do you think that Flynn's learnt from Accrington? Because he went kind of close, didn't he, to a red card. You took him off at half-time. Do you think he's learnt from that experience?
Well, I don't want to curtail his temperament, because I think it's a great thing for any footballer to have. He's got that devilment in him, and I'm not going to take it away from him. I want him to have it, to be a top player. You have to have that devilment in you. And I think Flynn Downs is going to be one hell of a player, that's for sure. I think he's doing really well for us at the minute, and I wouldn't curtail his temperament, that's for sure.
What kind of reception are you expecting?
Brilliant. I don't faze me, it doesn't bother me. The Norwich fans have always given me a hard time when I'm back. Half the city of Glasgow didn't like me, and I managed that for about 8-9 years, so I know what's coming. So that doesn't bother me.
It'll probably be tougher though, won't it, in charge of Ipswich Town compared to when you were there, I guess, with Villa?
No, not really. No, I don't think so. It's 90 minutes. That's why I brought Gilly. Gilly can take the time. So, do you know what? Listen, I've been involved in the game of football for a long time. I know the passion in the games. And as I said before, I used to play the game myself, you know. And I played in hell of a derby. That's what I can handle.
Did you used to enjoy those, going to Ibrox?
Loved them. Yeah, absolutely loved them. And thrived on it. Thrived on the pressure of it. It's ferocious. But I thrived on the pressure of it. And that, you tend to find that separates a lot of people from a lot of things. You step up to it, you meet it head on, and you go for it.
It'd be sad if you got a negative reaction, wouldn't it, given what you did there?
It's always been that way, so I don't expect anything more.
Was it surprised you how much the Ipswich Town fans have taken to you, given this fierce rivalry that we'll see on Sunday? And they clearly have the last 3 or 4 months.
Honestly, they have been brilliant with me. They really have. Not just me, the players. They've been brilliant with the players. They've been great. I've asked, they've given me everything to support us. And we have to try and win for them as well. They've come in their thousands to watch us. And I think they've been a credit to the club, the way they supported it, being the bottom of the table. It's no normal situation, that support, when you're at the bottom. But they have been absolutely brilliant. And we will try everything we can to win.
Why do you think it's not quite taken off here yet, as it did at Carrow Road?
Do you know, somebody asked me that question the other day. When Norwich in League One, the Championship players in League One. That's the difference. You go through them all, you're here. Here we might go through Holt, Houlihan, Darrell Russell, the raw top players. They were in League One. So what actually happened is they went down and the lads came back up. Chrissy Martin, even guys like that, they were excellent. I brought in Fraser Foster, who was great. Russell Martin, who was great. David Foster, they all knew it. Gilly knew it. They all knew it. They were better players in League One, that's what they were. So all they had to do was gel together and get a wee bit of momentum and get the league. That's what they were. This football club's went the way it had. It lost a lot of players. I said they lost 45 goals at the team. It was an incredible amount of goals, as I said before. It recruited 8 or 9 guys to come in one transfer window. It's incredible, the amount of turnover. So, but that's for a reason. That's no money, enough games. But again, before, that's football, that's the way it works. You have to take the good with the bad.
You wouldn't take a point now, would you? Some managers going away to the league leaders would think, I'll take a draw.
No, only one. No. Only one. And I'll go there and try and win.
Do you have to temper your approach at all? We know how you like to get on the front foot and play football. Do you have to be a little bit more maybe pragmatic and reserved for this game?
No. I'm going to go and try and win. Let's see what happens.
And you do seem very confident that will happen.
I'm always confident. I'll go and try everything. I can't win.
How much of this?
My career's been like that. My career's been. I'm used to winning as a player. I had a good spell in certain clubs. I'm going to really go and try and win.
And it would be a great thank you to the fans, as you said there. You've been delighted with the support you've had all the way along. This would be something tangible, wouldn't it, for them?
Brilliant for them. 10 years, as I said before. It's far too long, and we have to turn that somewhere. A good place to start.
And this could have a massive impact on your season, couldn't it? It's more than just 3 points if you get this one.
Well, yes.
Listen, in terms of the euphoria, the bounce.
Yeah, I get that. That's 100%. And for that Switch fans, if we can get a result against them, then I'm pretty sure they'll be over them, isn't it?
How much of Norwich surprised you this season to be up there? Not too many people would have tipped this at the start.
I don't know, because I've not really kind of followed them, you know. So I don't know. I don't know. Major things about them. I know they're doing well, but they are. That's they've been playing well. Well, let's see what happens.
I'm trying to put derby rivalries to one side. It shows what can be done with some astute recruitment and bringing some through kids from the academy. It doesn't have to be tens of millions spent, I guess.
No, but again, Norwich have been in the Premier League up and down, you know. So they've had incredible finances, but this club hadn't been in, was it 17 years? Is it? 17 years.
17.
So it puts you on the back foot. The Premier League gives you that opening of it. The secret is to stay in the Premier League. That's how I think that. The finances are great, as everybody sees. We're miles behind that. That's the reality of it. But we'll go there with so much heart and so much enthusiasm, we go and try and win. And difficult game. But in any given game, you can win.
Any nerves at 5-12 when the buzzer goes, or is it just purely excitement? Get out there, get on with it, kind
me?
Of thing. Yeah.
Nerves? No, I don't know. as I said before, I can't explain how I feel. I know my emotion, my feeling. The only people probably know me is my staff, deep down, what I'm like. So, but I'll be ready for it.
Lovely. Thanks, Paul. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Paul, the main focus on Derby games is usually the fans and the players, but clearly because you were manager at Norwich for 3 years and you're now in charge at Ipswich, there's going to be more focus on you. So what are your thoughts and emotions going into this Derby game as Ipswich manager?
Number one, I don't want to answer questions about Norwich. I'm not there anymore. Is that Ipswich manager? As I said before, I'm going there at one. You take all the stuff that's coming with it, there's no problem for me. But I'll go there and try and win. And the team will go there and try and win, and they'll be fired up, and they'll do all the stuff that we ask them to do. Whether it's going to be good or not, I don't know. We have to try and see. But I'm not faulting them back, as manager here. My job is here, my duty is here, and I'll go and try and win.
And what sort of reception are you expecting?
The reception for the Ipswich fans is more important.
What do you think will be the key then to beating Norwich?
You need a bit of luck. We'll need that. We'll need some good play. We'll need to fight. The usual thing that you need to do for any game, I think that's important. See, nobody knows if it's going to be good enough, but we'll be ready for it. I know that, we'll be ready for it.
You've had plenty of experience of Derby games, both as a player and as a manager. Mm. What do you think this one will be like, given that Norwich are top and Ipswich are bottom?
I don't think it'll be any different from the ones previous. A Derby game, you could play in the moon and it'll be brilliant. But we'll go there, and as I said before, there's no fear, we're just going to do what we can to try and win the game. But any Derby game, doesn't matter what you're playing, it's so vital for the supporters. Absolutely vital. But as I said before, I can't predict the result, but we'll be ready for the game.
Norwich fans, of course, remember when you were in charge, you beat Ipswich 5-1 at Portman Road and 4-1 at Carrow Road.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be many goals in the game on Sunday?
How long ago was that? How long was that game?
The 2010-11 season.
All right.
6 years ago.
That's, I can't remember 6 minutes ago. So I wouldn't put too much significance into that. If there's goals, great. On your favour. If it's 1-0 to us, great. Don't matter to me.
So how do you shackle someone like Timi Pukki, who scored 19 goals already for Norwich this season? Clearly a big threat.
Big threat, yeah. Yeah. But I've got one trust in one team. Let them worry about us. I'm not going to sit and say, okay, we worry about this guy, worry about this guy. I've got one faith in one team. So I'll play my way and play the way we play. You respect Norwich as an opponent. But I'll go there and try and, as I said before, I'll go there and try and win.
And do you believe that current form goes out of the window when there's a Derby game?
Yeah, definitely. Been involved in too many, so I know how it works.
Yeah. Well, finally for me, Paul, whatever happens in the Derby, how do you rate Ipswich's chances of staying in the Championship?
Same as what I did when I first came. We played really well in games, no the break at certain times. And if we keep playing the way we have, and we try and turn that little bit of good fortune into wins, then great. Some one or two games we've not played well, and we never deserved anything. But there's been games where we should have had more points, and that's been the most frustrating thing. But fight-wise and commitment-wise, I can't ask for any more.
And what's been your overriding advice to the players going into this game, given that a lot of them won't have experienced a Derby before?
Maybe some have, but there's a few lads that have experienced the Derby before, so the younger lads may be a bit different, but as long as they keep that enthusiasm for their game, then as I said, I'm not going to curtail them. They know what's going to come at them, and we have to be ready for it. All right.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Paul, how difficult is the balancing act between trying to impose your style on them and counteracting their style on you?
I don't have a balancing act. I just go for it. That's not what I do. I'm just going to go for it. That's my balancing act. Try everything we can to win, but we'll go there and try and pose our own game on. It's going to be difficult. I know it's difficult. I know that. But I'd rather go and give it a go than not.
And so in this special week ahead of the Derby, your message to the players, presumably in training, hasn't changed then?
No, it hasn't. I play my way, play the club's way. It's not changed. It's the exact same message, but it's always been.
39 points between the two sides in the table. how do you kind of go about trying to overcome that, you know, that disparity between the teams in the Championship?
Well, we ain't going to make the points there for something like that, Tom. Dear, oh dear. That's a good mathematics, that one was. That's all we can do is try and take 3 points from. Is it going to make it? It'll make a hell of a difference for us. And if Norwich win it, they get another 3 points to try and get at the table. But that's not my fault. We have to try and win. As I said before, I have to try and win.
There was so little to separate the sides back in September between the two teams. I know you weren't obviously in charge of Ipswich then. It must come as a surprise, though, when you look at where the teams are now, because there was nothing between them on that day, really.
Yeah. And that's football. Football's a mental thing. You can change. Football's it's a really mental thing. If you get a wee bit of momentum, it's amazing what can happen. And that's what happens. And we've not had the momentum, Norwich have had the momentum.
Do you sense your team can get that momentum just to give you the uplift you need?
Yeah, because we're so close to it a lot of times. As I said, I sit and think, have no came away with anything there. But that's what happens. It's, as I said before, the club lost a hell of a lot of goals at its side, a lot of experience at its side in the summer. Went a different route, which is entitled to do. But the Championship is it's a really tough league. But as I say, that don't bother me. It's come Sunday what actually happens.
Deep down, do you still have a soft spot for Norwich?
You were told not to ask me a question, weren't you? So I'm not going to answer it. You asked me a Norwich question, I said I wasn't going to answer them.
Okay, well obviously we've been talking plenty about Norwich over there.
Yeah, but your question is, do I have a soft spot? That's your question, I said I wasn't going to answer it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, just one for me. I mean, you've obviously brought in a few players to bolster the squad. Mm. A lot of those players hadn't had much football before arriving here. How far away do you think they are sort of fully match fitness?
They're getting there, Donny, the lads. It's something I haven't played for a really long time. But they're getting there, the lads. And one thing I can never point the finger at them is they're giving us everything. Even the loading lads, they're giving us absolutely everything. And that's a pleasing thing. But you can never make it up in only a few weeks. It's a difficult thing to do. But the actual commitment from them, I can't ask anymore. All right.
You don't want to talk about Norwich, Paul. Well, let's done. Talk about Ipswich. Yeah. How much pride have you got with that badge on your top here at the moment?
Do you know, it's funny, I was talking to John Walk this morning, and the Walk came in this morning, just having a chat with him, and I grew up watching his era. It was brilliant, and I think, geez, what a hell of a player he was, you know. 30-odd goals from midfield, for a sitter. I mean, he must be worth about 100 million. No, he'd be worth more than that now, but, you know, he'd be worth about 400 million, I think. when I look at these guys and Butch and all them guys and the club that it is, what a club it is. It's absolutely brilliant. And the support behind it, as I said before, it's no normal situation we have our support. Keep backing, you're bumping the table. It's phenomenal the way they are. It gets me annoyed when I see it in the position it's in because it's got everything there. It just needs to have that spark and that momentum to really kick start. But when you talk to guys like that, it's even Mike Holland and that coming in the other way, it's brilliant. It's great because it has got an incredible history attached to it, which in my opinion it lost it, as I've said, with it. And we're trying to get that back, but it means a hell of a lot when you see people like that running about the club and the stature that the players gave the club.
I don't think I've ever seen a manager cross a rivalry divide as you have, given granted with a gap in between, but form such a quick bond with a set of fans in the way that you have done in terms of meeting legends, meeting fans, doing all the things that you've done. Has it surprised you that how that's gone in the last few months?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. You're never quite sure, you know. And as I said before, when I watched the Middlesbrough game, it was really flat, and I thought there was only one place the place can really kind of go. And as I said, the support has been unbelievable. It's not a normal set. For me, that's the first time I've encountered a team being bottom, no win as many games in the support, never turning its back on it. Normally, you don't get that. Normally, you get everybody no coming, and there's protests, there's mayhem. Since we've been here, we've always felt really comfortable and part of it, and whether we've generated that with support, I can understand what they're going through at the minute. It's horrible for them, that, and so we can relate to that. it's an absolute brilliant support, and that's what frustrates me, because in my opinion, the club doesn't deserve what it is, that's for sure.
Because of your background, when you got that phone call to say, we want you to be Ipswich manager, there must have been an element of trepidation in terms of, is this the right thing to do, how will I be received, all of that must have gone through your
head. That's why I brought in Gilly, because I knew Gilly was going to take the flak before me. He just left noise about 3 minutes ago, so he gets the stick, and... was there any trepidation? When I spoke to Marcus, he was brilliant. He really was, and I thought, okay, let's go. Let's see what happens. There could have been that, but as soon as I walked in the door, everybody made me feel welcome. Mm. That was the beauty of it. Everybody made me feel welcome. Maybe the football helped a little bit, and people could see, well, okay, what happened in the past has happened. We're trying everything we can to try and turn it around. What you do get from us is 100% commitment, 100% enthusiasm, 100% fight, drive, and I get everything I've got. I'm never in between. I'm full on, and I give it everything. Totally give it everything.
Matt Gill, been able to give you any inside info then? We've had Spygate all this season throughout the championship.
He started that. That was his word, Spygate, and I thought that's quite a good word, Gill. I'm going to use that. So he knows the club better than I do. He was there longer than what I was. I was there at a time where the club was really low and things not going well for the club, and finances nowhere near it and things like that. We had a bit of success, it stabilised everything. But that's what the players were the ones that done it. Nobody else, the players done it. You see me a little bit, players done it. They're the ones that galvanised it.
Does a little bit of this feel a bit surreal to you? There's probably a moment in your life where you never, if I'd have explained to you what you're doing right now, you'd have probably thought that was never ever going to happen. There must be a moment, whether it be when you walk out on Sunday, to think, this is a little bit surreal. Now I've ended up here, Ipswich manager at Carrow Road.
I don't know. I really don't know. As I said before, it'd have been different, I think, if I'd went back to Norwich and people were, well, how are you doing, Paul, and things like that. Ever since I went back, there's never been anything. I gave Norwich everything, for 3 years. I was tired, absolutely tired. I needed a break. I gave them everything. Now, I'll work such everything, and I'll give up such everything to win. So nobody can ever point a finger at me.
Yeah. And in terms of the game plan, it sounds like you feel attack could be your best form of defence. You've played with one of Keane or Quayne for the last couple of games. Is that a conundrum for you in terms of how you set up your team going there on?
I think whatever system we play, whatever team I play, as I say before, I'm just going to go for it. And people have to be ready to come ways and be ready for it. The support we've got for it, that's for sure. The atmosphere will be great. And we're just going to go for it. That's what we're going to try and do.
Very best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Paul, just one from me. Listening to you today, the passion you're speaking with, this is right up your street this weekend, isn't it? In terms of everybody outside of you and your group of players will probably think this is only going to go one way, but you, clearly, as you showed when you were up the road, you can use that mentality almost. What's it against them?
I only know you a bit, Paddy, all right? I only know you a little bit. In fact, that was too much anyway, so... I only knew you for about 3 seconds, and that was 2 seconds more than I should have known you. So, you know me, and I'm coming to win. Bottom line, coming to win. Might not do it, but we'll get a right good go.
I'd say good luck, but for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Yeah.
When we spoke to Mick McCarthy over the years, talking about the derbies and things, he says, as a manager, as a professional, you rise above the atmosphere. Is that how you treat these games?
They rise above it. I used to think that until I started fighting with Stephen Close one day in a Rangers Celtic game. I was one of my best mates. So did I rise to it? No. I probably went over the top with him. And he was one of my mates. The emotion in the derby, me and him started fighting. And we spoke after the game. So I think sometimes it gets a bit of you sometimes.
But equally, you want your players to your team talk will probably be along the lines of keep a lid on that sort of thing.
Yeah, but I don't want to be. I don't want to be a soft touch. I don't want to go there and it's okay. You have the ball and we sit back and let things happen. No, no. We go there and we have to have aggression with controlled aggression, enthusiasm, tempo, everything you associate with football. We have to have it. If we don't have it, we'll have a hard time. But if we've got that, we'll win the game. And that's so I won't curtail anybody. As long as they're ready to come out the tunnel and they're ready to come out and fight, then as I said before, I can't influence the result that way, but you can influence what type of mood everybody goes out in.
I know you're not keen to talk about your time at Norwich, but you must look on it as a period, from a professional perspective, with great pride, what you achieved there.
I'll go back to that question, Thomas. I'll leave that for you.
Fair enough. Emir Hughes? Is he?
No, he's not. He's not ready, Emir. He's not ready. He's still. He's doing okay, but he's not quite ready for us.
And last week, Teddy Bishop's performance must have been one of the highlights you took out of the game.
He done well, Bish. Really, really well. Again, a young player who's doing really well. As I said, I said every week, the young kids here. I mean, five in the squad last week, which is great for the club. Bish is. Only thing, he hasn't played many games and he took cramp in his both calves. He's trained all week, he's fine. It's just whether we start him or whether we bring him off to give him the impact of it. We've just got to watch him. He hadn't played for over 14 months or so. So it's a dangerous thing to keep playing and playing and playing and playing and then all of a sudden you lose him again. So, but his performance last week, it was especially the first half, I thought it was very good.
Jack Lancaster, I think his problem's slightly worse than initially thought, isn't it?
What did you think it is?
Well, you said it's about 2 or 3 weeks, so I think it's probably going to be a little bit longer. It's back injury, isn't it?
Yeah. No, he's got a little stress fracture in his back. And so he's going about, for a little bit. But again, he's growing, his body's developing, and he'll be better for it. He'll be ready to come back when he's ready. But a real big, talented footballer.
Thank you.
If you look at the league table, in isolation, it looks bleak. The situation looks bleak. But hearing you talk about the kind of support that you and the team are getting, and reading about there being a plan for next season and beyond, it also feels like there's a bit of positivity around. Can there be positivity in a negative position? And is that quite a strange situation to be in?
No, I think that's the strange thing about being at this club. It's really strange that the club's at the bottom. Things have drifted and. All these sort of things that happen, but the way they support us for the club is huge. Marcus has been really, really supportive of us. I don't know, Vast, he's tried to help. There's no problem there. We've tried to put a little building brick in to say, okay, we can start from here. Regardless if the club stays up or down, we think the club should be run this sort of way. And I think that's why people have kind of said, okay, we'll try to look after the club and put it in the right place, on and off the pitch. Whether it's through the community or whether it's through the everything, the trust, the town, everything about it, and because you just sense a massive support behind it. It's a huge club, this, and it has got a massive support behind it. It's just we have to try and pull that all back together. I think that was lost.
Right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Thanks. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.